Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
If you know that he is, he's gonna wipe all of my tears away. Yeah, so we thank God for all of you tuning in and being a part of the broadcast. I'll try to set myself up a little bit better. I think this will be a little better. Wipe! He's gonna wipe all of our tears away. Y'all ready for that? I don't know why I am. I don't know if anybody else. I'm ready. By the way, I'm just getting myself together. I had some things happening real quick, and I had to handle that before we could get to the broadcast. For those of you who are just tuning in and just catching up with us, this is the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. And no, I'm not Dr. Grimes, but I am Nikki V, and I'm standing in for Dr. Grimes. And see if I can get this to stand right. Doesn't seem like it wants to. But anyway, we do thank God for you guys who are tuning into the broadcast, and some of you are wondering what I'm talking about. Well, that's because I'm dealing with being on the various things live and all those other stuff. So we're trying to work this out the best that we can. But we do thank God for you and your support and really just kind of being with us. We're hoping that we're getting everything in just so and just right. So hopefully you will. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. And Superintendent Dr. Grimes is undergoing certain physical things right now. So we're basically trying to make sure. Hey, everybody, what's going on? All right, look like we're doing good. All right. So I thank God for all of you tuning in, and we want to be very grateful for what God is doing and how he's doing what he's doing to make the difference in the lives of believers. And we're praying, and we're in a prayerful mood, put it that way. And we want to just kind of lift up Superintendent in prayer and various others in prayer. We're grateful once again for everything, and we thank God. I hope everybody can hear me. I'm hoping they can hear me anyway. So we're live on Facebook, and we're live on Twitter, Periscope. We're on Blog Talk, and we're on WEXY 1520, your inspiration station. I'm hoping I'm coming in real good. I'm hoping anyway. So we do thank God again for those of you who are listening in and who are with us. Now, I'm probably going to get myself a few extra minutes because I kind of got a little back on stuff. Hey, Daryl. God bless you. Thank you for joining in on the broadcast. Tell everybody, tune in. You can check us out. Number you can call to join in the conversation if you want to be a part of the conversation is 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. And we do thank God for you all tuning in to the broadcast and being a part of what God is doing right here and right now. That'll take you to our studios if you want to talk. Praise God. So I'm guessing you hear me real well because you said praise Jesus, sister. So I wanted to kind of give a quick test to make sure that my audio is working across the board on all the various modalities, if you will, where we are broadcasting from and showing in from. So we thank God again for you all who are listening in and being a part of what God is doing right here and right now. It is an incredible end of the year. Things seem to be moving really fast, and things have been going very quickly. And yeah, my headphones a little off there, but we thank God And things are moving at a pace that really is indicative of the fact that we're in the last days. And perilous times shall come. So we want to be prepared for what's coming. And a lot is coming, and there's a lot of things going on in the earth, a lot of things that we should talk about, identify, embrace, work with, deal with. And I'm really kind of, I guess the reason why I went with that song from Leandria, Your Tears, and it's really a tribute to Bishop Palm Wharton, but it just seems like right now we are dealing with a lot of tears, a lot of crying, a lot of sadness, in a season that people, for the most part, are usually very joyous about. They're very excited about, happy. And it seems like desperate times rather than the regular kind of times, where the holiday season, it seems to be a depressant rather than a time of being jubilant. We're having a lot of people get caught up in needing to talk to counselors. So many people wanting to kill themselves simply because they're not able to get for someone the gift they want to get them. I think it's a sad indictment on humanity, on Christianity as well, but on humanity, that we have marketed and sold to one another that the money is more important than the life, than the relationship. Hey, Jamal. It's critical that when we find ourselves in ministry, that we don't focus so much on prosperity, then it becomes an issue, right? I got somebody talking to me about good food. If we follow the precepts of the Bible, if we follow the Word of God, if we lived by the words we preach, then the very world would be different. It would change. We would begin that riot that began with those in Acts. We would have something really happen. But because we are not doing what we're preaching, it becomes a problem. We understand, esteem other higher than yourself. But how many times do we sacrifice for someone else? Can you imagine a world where everybody thought about the things of others more than the things of their self? What exactly would happen? How would we be much better off? And I know somebody said, but there's those who will try to take advantage, who will try to get over on people. That's not the focus. It should never be the focus. That's what discernment is for. That's what forgiveness is for. Living holy may not feel comfortable, but it's the best lifestyle that one can live. Now, I know somebody said, well, you could say that because I see how you look. You don't really care about nothing. You're not the ones that get up there with the high makeup on and the gloss and trying to look this, that, and the other. But I found out that God doesn't really get interested in what it looks like on the outside as much as he cares about what's going on the inside. What is your relationship, not only with him, but with others? Hey, Tim, God bless you, man of God. We thank God for you. There's something about living that makes the difference. If it was just about what you say, then no one would be lost. Everybody would be converted, because a lot of us say a lot of things, and many of us talk good. God bless you, Apostle. Thank God for you coming on. We don't always want to take the time to deal with the root of the problem. We'd rather deal with the side effects or the symptoms. God really wants us to walk in a way that would establish righteousness. If you think about it, witnessing is a demonstration, or it's modeling what should be done. Because people are quicker to follow what you do than they are what you say. See, back in the day, our parents used to say, do what I tell you, not what I'm doing, you know. Just mind me, because I might be smoking, but I understand that smoking is not good for you, so I'm trying to teach you not to smoke. I might be drinking, but I'm trying to teach you that drinking is not good for you, so don't get caught drunk. But the lesson that most children take away is that you're still here even though you smoked and you drank. So when we're Christians and we live any kind of way and have any kind of relationship with one another, it tends to cause people to live any kind of life. Because if you can do it, then I can do it. And worse is, it says to most people, I don't feel like getting saved. Because your God is not able to change you. This is not how we should walk at all. So, like I said, I wanted to pray, talk. Hey, Chris, thank God for you all the way in Germany. God bless you, sir. Thank you for joining in. So I wanted to pray and talk and pray. Now, normally, and this is the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast, Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes is the host, but he's recovering. And so we just want to kind of deal with praying, praising, seeking God's face, living, being humble enough to say, God, I need you. I need more of you. I want to live for you. I give up everything. I'm making sacrifices in my life for the good of others. Not just so I can get happy, not just so I can get more, but simply because it gives you glory. Simply because I love you. Simply because I notice and I've learned that you care about me. Now, I think I'm going to check and make sure that there's no one who came in for calls. Okay, 954-5. 954-6755 is the number if you want to call in and be a part of the broadcast. We'd love to hear from you. Now, as I was saying, and by the way, you are tuned in to the Power of Humility and Obedience Radio Broadcast. I'm Nikki V. I'm standing in for Superintendent Roger A. Grimes, and we're part of the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Our senior pastor, Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes, Executive Pastor Lady Aurelia Grimes, Mother's Ward President Mother Lois Jones, our Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. We're right at the corner of 12th Avenue and A Street, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue, City of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33311. You can visit us, and we have Thursday night Bible study. We have services on Sunday, 9 a.m. prayer, 9:30 Sunday school, 11 o'clock morning worship. On Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., we distribute groceries. You can come on out and get groceries. Now, I'm going to go ahead and begin praying. You are welcome to call in if you have a special prayer request or if you want to join the prayer. But when you do, hit star 6-954-554-6755. You may also call 720-820-1645. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We magnify you because you're worthy of all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We bless your name. Lord God, we ask that you would look on all of those who are listening to the broadcast, who are joining in, who are set to be with us. God, touch their hearts and their minds, God. We are ready for a transformation. We need to be able to get from where we are now to where you're taking us to. We're looking for something. Lord God, we thank you for the 18th letter. Lord God, bless, touch, revive, restore, increase, oh God. Enlarge their territory. Develop, hallelujah, that which you have started in them. God, I thank you right now for turning things around in the hospitals, in the sick room. God, you know all things. You're aware of all things and you can change all things. You can make things different. And so we thank you now for the transformation. God, we thank you for this life that we have and that we can have it more abundantly. God, we thank you that we smell like the blood of Jesus. Lord God, repair where needs repairing, fix where needs fixing. You rule and you super rule. You're our source and our resource. You're all that we need. Thank you for being God. Thank you for wiping every tear from our eyes. We thank you for being our strength. Lord, you are our shield, our buckler. God, we thank you for this day. And we're going to even pray according to the prayer that you modeled for us. Our Father, you are seated in the heavens. Your name is holy. Hallelujah. Forgive us all of our transgressions, and we will forgive everyone who transgresses us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Bring about for us our daily needs. Help us to be able to be content in whatever state we are in. Gracious and eternal Father, you see who's listening. You know who's here. You know who will be here. You know who has joined and who will come. Thank you for being who you are and making that difference. Father, I thank you even now for restoring relationships, family relationships, marital relationships. God, I thank you for transforming minds and changing hearts. Hey. Thank you for the strength to hold on, even when we feel weak and feel like we just can't go on. Lord God, excite our faith. For Heavenly Father, you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. And so, God, we're coming before you with due diligence, knowing that you are God, and besides you there is no other name, no other foundation, no other way. You are all that we need. You bless us. You cause us to be happy. You've given us joy. God, I thank you for joy. Joy unspeakable. Joy beyond words. Joy beyond hope. Joy beyond understanding. Thank you, God, for restoration, for reviving, for refreshing. Hey, God, I thank you for building up those who are cast down. Thank you for mending broken hearts. Thank you, God. Many have lost loved ones during this season. Many are losing loved ones even now. The pain and the bitterness and the resentment that they have, we bind it up and we cast it out now. We speak peace, joy. We bind grief that has overstayed its welcome. For grief is for a season. But Lord, send the joy. Send peace. Send love. Send unity. Well, God, we thank you now. We thank you for those who are listening. We thank you for those who wanted to call in but were afraid to call. We thank you, God, for those who received their blessing even though they didn't call because they heard it and grabbed it by faith. Hey. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for that one who is trying to step out on faith. They weren't sure. They didn't want to go get that house because financially, naturally, it is not something they could do. But they have the paperwork in their hands, and they're trying to determine whether they should sign it or return it and not take it, because they're afraid of the burden, and they aren't sure where the economy's going. And they're afraid if they take on getting this house, they won't have what they need. I want you to know that this was brought to me because God said, go forward. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. There shall be no sorrow in your purchase. And the reason is because the one I'm talking to is not just anybody. There's a lot of you who are listening who find yourself in this same situation, but you don't have these credentials. So these have to be the credentials in order for you to go forward. You must be, one, faithful to the call of God. Two, you must be someone who is liberal when it comes to giving to the work of ministry. Three, you must be someone who walks in obedience and humility. If those three things are not a part of your character, walk, and what you do now, what I said does not apply to you, and do not sign those papers, because you will lose the house if you are not those things next year. It'll become a burden because you won't be able to make the payments, because you're cursed by your character. I thank you again for tuning in. You are tuned in to the Power of Humility and Obedience Radio Broadcast. I'm Nikki V, standing in for Superintendent Roger A. Grimes. And I hope that something I said, something that was done, ministered to you. I do believe that there are many who have received it, and I believe there is many who got what God had for you, because he wouldn't have me do this and it not be valid. I have that much confidence in God. But I pray that those of you who joined in, who may not have been part of the elect, the set few that were supposed to be on, that you also receive. And again, I thank you. You can visit the church on Thursday nights, 7:30 p.m., Sunday morning, 9 a.m., 9:30 prayer, or 9:30 Sun School, 9 a.m. prayer, 11 o'clock morning worship. We're going to have a fantastic watch night service, so we encourage you to come and join us, and that will begin at 9 p.m. And I think that's pretty much it. So, like Superintendent often would say, pray, believe, listen, obey, trust God, and leave the results to him. I thank you for tuning into this broadcast, and I just want you to know God has something special for all of you. Are you ready to receive it? Because you won't have to cry no more. Goodbye. You are listening to the Power of Humility and Obedience Broadcast with your radio host, Pastor Roger A. Grimes. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast and that you will continue to tune in every Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. right here on 1520, the Spirit of South Florida.
We encourage you to visit the Fort Lauderdale Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Remember, there's power in humility and obedience.
The supernatural right here on
1520 AM
WEXY, Oakland Park, Wilton Manors, Fort